Hello, we're Business Processes, the company who teaches practical critical thinking. Teaching people to think clearly, collaboratively, and rapidly is what we do. This video pulls together two lines of research and 35 years of experience to map out how you can transform your organization and make it more competitive, establishing decision speed as a strategic asset. The first line of research was completed in the late 1950s. The Strategic Air Command hired the RAND Corporation, a think tank in Los Angeles, to study the feasibility of creating a computer program to help solve problems and make decisions. The social scientists decided to study people in order to do this. They identified people with unusually positive reputations as problem solvers and decision makers. These were the top people from business, government, and the military. Then, they reverse-engineered the best thinking efforts and uncovered a common step-by-step thinking process used by these exceptional thinkers. The RAND computer research was discontinued. In the early 1960s, two of the researchers left RAND and started a training company to teach businesses the thinking processes that they had uncovered at RAND. In the late 1970s, our company, BPI, was started by two former employees of this first training company. And since then, and for 35 years, practical critical thinking has been BPI's exclusive focus. The second line of research was completed by a team headed by Stanford professor Kathleen Eisenhart. This research study found that decision speed is a strategic asset in high-tech environments. The lead author won a Pacific Telesis Foundation Award for this research that identified organizational elements and processes that produce decision speed. There's an opportunity here. No one has combined the discoveries of the RAND thinking expert research with the Stanford organizational framework discoveries. It is now possible to create a roadmap for transforming a less competitive organization into a more competitive one, combining thinking skills training with the installation of the right organizational framework. Why should you watch this video? To take advantage of this opportunity to protect your organization's competitiveness in a high-velocity environment by acquiring the strategic asset of decision speed. Training and thinking is part of the answer. This will provide a thinking framework to follow so people are able to think together and maintain a high level of decision quality. But you will also need the proper organizational framework and procedures to have people behave differently as a natural part of their work requirements. The video describes both the critical thinking framework and the necessary organizational framework. BPI's specialty is critical thinking. We teach people to use the information and knowledge they already possess to make better decisions and thereby more easily accomplish their purposes. Stated simply, critical thinking is the application of judgment. We channel thinking by asking well-thought-out questions organized to accomplish specific purposes. Our critical thinking framework is a purpose-driven hierarchy of questions that pulls together relevant real-time information and knowledge so that your judgment and the judgment of others can be applied most effectively. Getting more out of what you already know is a gigantic benefit, one that is worth more the more you learn and the more important the issues become. As the stakes go up, as the time pressure increases, it is essential to have the very best tools. The tools you'll need are thinking tools. Organizational framework. The research. 8 firms were studied from the high-tech industry, a high-velocity environment. 4 firms had low decision speed, and 4 high. The high decision speed companies significantly outperformed the slow companies. Conclusion, there is a strong relationship between executive decision speed and organizational performance in high-velocity, high-tech environments. The research identified in detail 5 essential elements plus 3 key processes that produce decision speed. As I present these elements and processes, I will point out how the BPI critical thinking methods can be used to establish these capabilities, not only within your executive team, but throughout your organization. Executives, after all, depend on key managers and technical experts within their organizations for preliminary information and recommendations. The research amounts to a checklist of what is needed for your organization. The good news is that now you can specify what you want and use our thinking processes to make these factors part of your methods and procedures. Your organization, using our critical thinking methods, can be structured to be like the high-performance organization studied in the research. Now we have research that backs up our long-standing recommendation that critical thinking elements be embedded in organizational systems and procedures to speed quality decision-making. Number 1, real-time information. The research found that the greater the use of real-time information compared to projections about the future, the greater the decision speed. This may be because real-time information speeds issue identification. How would critical thinking help to do this? First, our framework provides a simple, structured way to identify current issues based upon what is being observed right now, screening out assumptions and premature conclusions. Second, the most critical factor is identifying what real-time information is needed. The BPI processes can focus attention upon the precise information needed and away from irrelevant information, greatly simplifying the analysis. This avoids confusion and getting buried in a sea of information that is available, but not needed now. Third, once the necessary information is identified, it is used to analyze the present situation to determine what to do about each issue. Number 2, simultaneous evaluation of alternatives. This and other research studies have shown that the greater the number of alternatives considered simultaneously, the greater the speed of the decision process. We find that using a complete analysis of the available option builds confidence and clarity, and this supports willingness to make the decision. The study suggests that decision makers can find fallback positions, which can build confidence too. Our critical thinking tools provide a means to evaluate alternatives with a uniform specification of decision criteria to weigh benefits and clarify risks to find the best balanced choice. Number 3, decentralized power. The research found that the less centralized the power, the quicker decisions were made. Our experience points to a possible lack of confidence in the decision-making ability of others as to why decision power remains centralized. Our critical thinking process can involve teams and technical experts to improve decision quality and decision speed at their level. Our electronic forms can be used to document and communicate the analysis, building confidence and trust in the recommended decision. Number 4, structured conflict resolution. The most productive organizations do not avoid conflict, but surface and resolve it. The critical thinking process is a good way to do this. A fact-based process defines the issues, and a systematic decision process is used to build consensus one step at a time. Engineering agreement is a specific conflict resolution procedure that can be used to create a solution everyone agrees is workable. Number 5, decision integration. This is the integration of each new decision with other important organizational decisions, priorities, and initiatives. From a process standpoint, the key is to consciously support organizational priorities with each new decision. Having an agreed-upon method to do this is instrumental in making decision integration a reality and in monitoring the effort. Okay, we've just reviewed the 5 elements associated with decision speed and optimizing organizational performance in high-tech environments. Next are the mediating processes that help create decision speed. Number 1, structured cognitive process. Individuals who attend our workshops will learn a structured cognitive process. Number 2, structured group process. The same structured cognitive process can and should be used by groups of all types when they need a process to think together as a group. Participants learn how to do this in teams. Number 3, confidence to act. Using a good thinking process leads to being ready and willing to decide and implement a decision. We like to describe it as reaching a state of decision clarity. Once you understand how the situation developed and have thoroughly evaluated the options, there will be confidence to act. Establishing these elements and processes leads to decision speed, and that results in high performance in high velocity environments. But we think that conclusions from this research can be easily extended to any environment where competitive advantage can be derived from utilization of new ideas and new technologies, which could in fact be any industry. The first type of leverage a leader has is modeling good thinking. This is individual thinking competence and is greatly facilitated by making thinking visible using our structured process. It sends a message that thinking analysis is valued, and here is how it's done. The second type of leverage is coaching the thinking of subordinates by asking questions. This method can lead to thinking independence as subordinates learn to ask the questions themselves to better prepare for meeting with you. Such questions as, what was observed that triggered your concern? And, is there a problem? Do you know the cause? How was the cause verified? And the third type of leverage is fostering the evolution of organizational climate. Climate is the sum total of formal and informal policies and procedures that communicates, this is how we do things around here. Any problem might offer an opportunity to correct or enhance a system, but to harvest these opportunities, the root causes of problems must be found. When the root cause of a problem is a human or technical system, the system can be changed to work better. This is system evolution and is a responsibility of organizational leaders. Poor systems are the result of poor decision-making. One either makes good decisions and improves systems or misses the opportunity, accepting or creating more complexity and delay. Proper decision-making keeps systems evolving and improving. Here's an overview of our critical thinking framework. Concern analysis is the first thinking process. It helps clarify the issues, decide on the analysis to use for each one, and determine priority. One outcome of concern analysis is to build a list of specific factual issues and the next logical step for resolving each. For example, an issue may require use of problem solving to determine the cause of a problem. Other issues may require making a decision. And finally, whatever our decision, we must see to it that it's implemented. The planning process is used to specify implementation steps and anticipate what might go wrong. That's a quick overview of our critical thinking framework. The framework is made up of a hierarchy of questions that work together to clarify thinking and speed you to taking effective action. You are invited to visit our website, where you will find brief descriptions of our workshops, archive articles from our newsletter, and our critical thinking blog discussion. There are videos discussing how our workshops can be used to support organizational initiatives, including leader training, expert problem-solving program, a project management curriculum, or core skills training. We offer self-paced, web-based training in systematic problem-solving and systematic project management. Our newest program is the Troubleshooter Certificate Program for your technical experts and problem-solving teams. If you would like more detailed information about our workshops or consulting services, just send us an email or simply complete the Contact Us form on the website and tell us what you want to know. You may also call our offices at 858-459-7600.